show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B., host of the Crotch Show. Today, we're going to be discussing why the United States of America is screwed. Why we, as a nation, are in danger. I'm not going to go into Bush, well, not that much. I'm not going to go into why Barack Obama or McCain are not right for this country. I already pointed that out to you guys. Whether you don't want to hear it or not, whether I am a conspiracy kook or not, the fact of the matter is, it's your fault. It really comes down to it being your fault. No matter how many facts are put in front of you, no matter how many times, how much evidence comes out that such and such is not to be trusted, no matter you, I mean, hell, everyone knows Bush is a criminal. That's like it's there. What have you done about it? Do you know that Congressman Dennis Kucinich put in articles of impeachment? Why not? And if you did you call? Call your congressman, call your senator, well, your congressman to say, sign on to this bill, co-sponsor it? No. You sat down, watched your Sex in the City, watched your whatever popular Smallville, your heroes, threw your hands up in the air, said, well, there's nothing I could do, and prayed for lower cost gas. My question is, why? I mean, I know you guys got bills to pay. I know you got to work. I know this. But a lot of times it doesn't take that much effort to do something. I mean, I know you don't want to, I understand the fact that you don't want to add on to your stress. But do you know where your stress is coming from? Do you know what's the cause of it? I mean, look, your money issues. Why is it that you don't have enough money? How come you're not earning enough? Why? Because certain people in this government want you to be rich. Because if you're rich, if you got money, then you have freedom. And if you have freedom, then you don't have to listen to anybody's crap. It really amazes me how people just don't care. And the people that do care, do something, are the ones that get called a traitor, a crazy conspiracy theorist, or terrorist the most. Because according to House Resolution 1955, what I'm doing now is an act of terrorism. Yes, me telling you what's going on, why aren't you not fixing it, that something's going on in this country, something's going on in this world, is an act of terrorism. Why can I exercise my rights as an American citizen, a tax-paying American citizen, to be able to stand on a soapbox, stand on a corner, and inform you that something's going on, that we need to band together, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Muslim, Christian. We need to get together. But no. You'll just spit on the guy that says 9/11 was an inside job. Or you'll just come out and say, yeah. Anyway, I got a caller. Let me unmute him. Oh, wait. Anyway, I got a caller.
Yo, Louie.
And I got to ask. And I got
yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Louie.
Hey, Jim.
Louie.
Lower your radio. Lower your radio.
There we go. Are you there, Louie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, okay,
hey,
Kevin there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
What? Okay, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I am basically chastising America for doing anything. Doing nothing.
Well, I got Kevin Gallagher here. He's he has a show on RTR Radio too, Time Out TV, and then this is Jim with Weird Change Georgia and Freedom Fighter Radio here. And have you addressed the issue of the threats that have been made on YouTube against all of the Weird Change movement?
No, I have not. I haven't even heard that there was a
threat. Yeah, I'll have to send you the thing. Someone has advocated the purchasing of firearms to kill fags, liberals, and members of the We Are Change movement as well. This was brought to my attention from the We Are Change Vancouver chapter.
Well, I mean, everyone knows I'm very well. I mean, We Are Change New York. I'm a founder of We Are Change at the end of it. And you know what? If they're going to start attacking for the truth, or at least trying to expose what's going on, fucking bring it on.
Well, Louie, I want to forward this email to you right now. Travis sent it to me from We Are Change Vancouver. On here. Basically, this guy, he has a YouTube channel called, he's stating to buy a gun, shoot a liberal, and a We Are Change freaks. There's a YouTube channel on there. It's actually also brought to our attention by our great friend and patriot DJ Ball out there. The YouTube channel is we got to get it pulled. It's www.youtube.com/user/TrueNorth32, Louie, and I will forward you DJ Ball. Yeah, TrueNorth32. We need to let him know that it's disgusting, and we need to report it to YouTube. Again, he's asking.
We need to report it to YouTube. We need to have criminal charges pressed, and I would make sure that the people like Alex Jones are made totally aware of that page.
Well,
so that it can be dealt with.
Louie, I'm going to forward this to you right now as we speak. Give me your email, and I'll forward it to you, and you can have all the information for your show right here.
Yeah, send it to crackshotradio@yahoo.com. And also, can you lower the volume that you're listening to the show on? Because I'm hearing, like, wicked feedback.
Wicked feedback. Okay, well, I am me, the Yahoo window. The how's that? Is that better?
Okay.
Hello?
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Okay, IM me in the Yahoo Messenger window, your email. Just spell it out. I'll copy it. I'll paste it, and I'll forward it to you, and you'll have it as soon as I get it. Again, this is totally disgusting. I got Kevin Gallagher. He's also an activist and not necessarily a member of We Are Change, but it's he's real supportive, and he's had some interesting ideas, too, for We Are Change as a supporter of We Are Change, but not necessarily been active with We Are Change. If you don't mind, I'd like him to share his ideas. He does have a lot of respect for what our different chapters are doing, if it's okay for him to comment. He's on three-way with me.
Sure. By all means, go ahead.
Yeah, on the air.
Yes,
go ahead.
All right. Yeah, we are okay. I think, number one, with this webpage thing on YouTube, Alex Jones should be contacted immediately so that word can get out all over the world immediately, and people should be going to this webpage, and they should copy the contents of the webpage, the URL, and call an alert to YouTube so they can take the page down. If YouTube does not, then criminal charges have to be filed against YouTube, because you cannot be advocating killing people. That goes way beyond the realm of freedom of speech.
Right.
Right. I think he changed his page because he's
the
not.
Other thing
I'm
is,
like
the other stuff that I'd like to talk to you about. I'd like to talk to you about off air. It's not something I'd like to really address on air with you, but it's some really powerful stuff that I believe is the next step that We Are Change should be doing, and would. It's very out of the box, and it's possible to really ramp things up to the next level and give the powers that be some real Excedrin-sized headaches.
And Kevin, I'm gonna Skype you Louis's email address right now so you can have it as well. But
yes, and you can Skype him over mine, and we'll talk off the air.
Exactly. Well, Louis, I don't know if you've heard it, Louis, but Friday or it was Saturday, FederalJack.com, who works very closely with the We Are Change Florida chapter. I had a run-in, by the way. Yeah, well, you have you heard about the run-in they had with the United States Secret Service?
No, I didn't.
Well, they had a run-in. The guy was trying to deliver some flyers, the writeitin.2008.com. Got a blog on my site about it, federaljack.com. Bottom line is they were harassed. Physically harassed. They took their briefcase, shoved it, lifted the briefcase basically in the air and dropped it after knowing that his laptop computer, by the way, was in the briefcase. And people with the John McCain campaign, again, he was there nonpartisan, passing out flyers that said, trying to get flyers out that said, two colors, one lie. And he was threatened with acts of violence by members of the John McCain campaign. This is at the Florida International University. This occurred about 1:45 other day.
That brings to my point. I mean, that's what I started off with. There are people out there that are actually trying to do something, trying to stop the hell coming to this country, trying to expose the lies, which, you know what, have been happening more and more. It has gone supernova to the point that everyone is trying to, bullshit is going on. Something's going on. They went too goddamn far with 9/11, and now people are starting to wake up, and they're getting pissed, and now we got assholes on YouTube, or we got people Ronald Fun trying to call for people to get shot for speaking the truth. You know what? I mean, at this point, Jim, I am so fucking pissed off. I'm like, you know what? Be a man and come at me with your fucking fist. You know, you want to take a gun and be a fucking, come at me like a man. I'm at ground zero. I'm the with the game. Come on.
I hear you, man. Well, I just Skyped you the link to the story about the Secret Service incident that occurred between 1:45 and 2:15, which we got we updated exactly at 2:15. The reporter was there to cover the rally of John McCain. He was in the very front row to pass out literature that contained information on a fraudulent two-party system. The Secret Service removed the reporter from the event. He was questioned and illegally searched by the Secret Service, who did not even identify themselves. The agents were, however, he stated, polite, with the exception of one agent who was hostile. The agents threw the laptop bag of the reporter to the ground. When the reporter confronted the agent about the mistreatment of his personal property, the agent replied, "You don't have any rights." The agent was removed from the scene by a superior agent. A canine unit was called to the scene to search the reporter's belongings. The canine unit was from an unidentified agency. The reporter was detained for approximately 20 minutes, questioned about everything from where he lived, worked, to include the types of firearms he owned and any medications that he may have been taking. The reporter was released about 3:30 p.m., and we did have him on. He was not arrested. However, while being detained, he was assaulted by supporters of John McCain, and then accused of assaulting the McCain supporters. No charges have been filed on either side. However, I do know that they are looking at possible legal action. Go ahead, Louis.
Thanks for giving me permission on my show. I mean, my
I'll give you his phone number. Go ahead. I'll Skype you his phone number, man. Go ahead.
I mean, why the hell are they getting away with this? How the hell are they getting away with this? Because the same fucking thing happened at Obama's thing. Somebody asked him a question. Somebody asked a question, and he got arrested.
Right.
How is this happening in America? And what is anyone but us getting upset, start, you know, and saying, you know what? You know, calling, at least calling Bravo Sierra, be like, yo, that's kind of messed up. At least saying, you know, at least start asking questions. I mean, you don't have
I'll
to
tell you what I'm
mad guns yet, but I mean, they're just sitting there, they're not doing anything, and a lot of times they're clapping their hands, yeah, tase him. How's that happen?
You're right, Louis. You there, Louis?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
Louis? Okay, no problem, man. What I will even attempt to do right now, I don't know if he's there. What we could even attempt to do is I'm going to try right now to get the guy that was detained by the United States Secret Service. I'm going to call him and see if we can bring him in on your show. I'm going
to
call him right now. Here's the.
Yeah,
I'm calling him right now. Hey, I'm going to call him right now. He's live on your show, bro. Here we go. This is our South Florida. Let's try this. Let's see if we can get this going.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Chris. FederalJack.com. Great website providing surveillance technology for the Patriot community. Looks like we're going to get Chris, but if we don't get him, I'll give you his number.
Hello?
Right.
You've reached Chris and Andrew. Currently, I'm unavailable.
Well, I'll tell you.
Message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, then hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Chris, this is Jim Weird Change Georgia, freedomfighterradio.net. We're trying to get, trying to share a little bit about your incident the other day with the United States Secret Service. If you get this message in the next, maybe within the next hour, if you can please call Louis, you want to give the number out? This is, I got Louis with Weird Change Latino, live from New York, Chris. Go ahead, Louis, give your number out.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even know what my number is.
Oh my God. Well, that's okay, Chris. You got my number. Call me on the Freedom phone, and then I'll...
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I tried to get him, Louis. I apologize for that.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's your take on it, Gallagher?
Yeah.
Gallagher, what's your take about this? What I just read what happened in
I know what happened, and it's things like yesterday's diapers. So what you got to do, guys, is, you know, what always happens is that there's an equal and opposite reaction to everything that goes on. So it's just we're entering times where people have to stop reacting and start taking action. It's just like when you play chess. You're always better off attacking your opponent in the game than you're making them fight your game. Just like in boxing. Make these guys now start playing your game. And you got to hit them at multiple levels, spread the field, do more than just handing out DVDs, flyers, find different ways, many different confrontations, but find many, many different ways in which to engage these people and take the power away from them. And you got to find ways of just pulling your trousers down and taking a big crap in their food bowl and poison their punch and take it away from them. That's what has to be done all the time.
Exactly.
I'm
going to play this quick clip. From Henry Rollins. Yeah, it's from Henry Rollins' show. I forgot. John Bravo. He was talking about net neutrality, but towards the end he makes a fantastic point. So I'm gonna play it.
Freedom is under attack by hysterical and well-funded Christian psychotics, intellectually undernourished leaders who lie and manipulate information, overfed, baby Huey, coward bitch motherfuckers like Karl Rove and their suck-up weekly apologists like Sean Hannity. To question authority is to be somehow unpatriotic, un-American, and in league with terrorists worldwide. Fuck you. With even election results becoming more and more questionable, the Constitution, a thing to be manipulated, ignored, and frivolously amended, even democracy itself seems to be on the run. So where's the one place you can go and tell your version of the truth, rail against liars, fakes and propagandists with your own unique propaganda, sign your name to it, and let the whole world know how you feel? That's right, the internet. Perhaps responsible for the most substantial shifts in culture in the last several decades. There's so much freedom and potential on the World Wide Web that one is barely able to get one's head around it. Who in their right mind would dare to regulate or charge websites to be on the internet? Who would dare to rain on a parade so fantastic that many of us would not know what to do without our high-speed connection and our lives on the internet? Actually, some very powerful forces. Telco companies want to make you pay for your site to be carried on the internet. If you can't afford to pay, guess what? That's right, your cyber history, pal. The Bush administration wants major internet and phone companies to keep track of where their customers surf, all in the name of the war on terror, don't you know? How much do you want to bet they want the internet regulated, contained, and thrown into a cell at Guantanamo Bay? For a country that talks so much about freedom being on the march, seems to me that some people want anything but. If they come for your freedom, you must not only resist, you must strike back with a vengeance that will stun them. On this front, if your anger and outrage are not at the forefront, then you're already dead. Dead to me, anyway. Fuck these cowards, these traitors, these enemies of democracy. Thanks for watching the show this season. Never relent.
That's right.
That's right. Never relent.
You can't. You got to strike back. I mean, it's really getting to that point. It's really getting to the point that you got to start fighting hard. You really got to, I mean, we got to start, because these, not only are we going to have to deal with freaking foreign troops, not only are we going to have to deal with soldiers from our own government, we're going to have to deal with regular, everyday people trying to fight us, because they're not going to see what's going on. They don't want us to have blinders on. They don't care. America, wake up. Wake the fuck up. Come on. I mean, there's something going on. You have to at least see with the fucking bailout passing, no matter how many people freaking protested, they got up. It passed. And hell, and if it didn't pass, I mean, do you hear that they were freaking threatening Congress that if it didn't pass, we were going into martial law? Did you hear that? In fact, hell, I was at City Hall here in New York City. Our mayor wants to go for a third term. Mayor Bloomberg wants to go for a third term. Do you know that he threatened city council with them losing their jobs if they didn't vote yes on letting him go for a third term? It was just covered on the news. They had a fucking press conference. I was at the press conference. I didn't watch it on the news. These guys, I mean, they didn't want to mention names of the city council, but they're saying, well, Bloomberg's office is threatening city council members. What the hell? And you're probably thinking, oh, well, it's just those crazy Republicans doing it. No, guess what? Obama's part of Acorn. He was trying to strong-arm people to vote Democrat and register as a Democrat. Jim, you're back on the air.
Let me bring up something here about Obama that needs to be, you know, put out there, and that is, you know, we have to get out of this whole left-right paradigm crap because it's a bunch of garbage. You know, the left-right paradigm is what your mother and father, that was their politics. We're dealing with something far more sophisticated, far more savvy, and we have to be far more sophisticated and savvy along with it. Number two, when you look at Obama, you have to remember that Obama bin Biden, which is what I call him, Obama bin Biden, and start passing that one around, because that's exactly what we're dealing with, because he is backed by the founder of Al-Qaeda, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who you guys know all too well. Now, you got to remember also that his son Mark, Brzezinski's son Mark, is behind McCain's campaign. His other son Ian is working on the missile crisis between Poland and Russia that Daddy created. And daughter Mika, the dim-witted blonde and Joe Scarborough, hey, she gets, I know it's a different network, but she gets to be fair and balanced and report about all of it on MSNBC. That's what we're dealing with. That's the level of sophistication. That's what we have to rise up to and deal with. That needs to be spread around, and we got to find ways of pissing in their punch and destroying their parties. That's what has to be done.
Louis, let's play a game, shall we, Louis? You want to play a game?
Okay, I'm game. How you play?
Okay. It's 56 minutes. It's called, can you guess what's wrong with this PSA that you're fixing to play? I'm fixing to play, put out by Campaign for Liberty. I love Chuck Baldwin. I'm going to vote for him. I love Ron Paul. But a Campaign for Liberty is starting to get off track, and I'm going to play their latest commercial, and I want to see if you can find out what's wrong with this commercial. You ready?
All right, let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay.
We elected David Price to represent us in Congress, but recently it seems Congressman Price is only representing Wall Street fat cats. You see, Congressman Price voted for the recent bailout to give at least $700 billion of your tax money to failing investment banks and Wall Street investors. That's more money than we spent on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, or National Defense last year. And it may just be the beginning. The real costs have been estimated at nearly $1.8 trillion. That's over $17,000 for every household here in North Carolina. It's just not right. Call David Price today. Demand he apologize for his vote on the government bailout of Wall Street with your tax dollars. And since we all know they'll try to come back for more of your hard-earned money soon, urge him to change his position and vote for our interest in North Carolina instead of special interests in Washington and Wall Street. Also, call BJ Lawson. Thank him for standing up for North Carolina by opposing the bailout and urge him to stand strong against future bailout schemes. Paid for by the Campaign for Liberty.
Now, can you tell me what's wrong with that ad?
Huh.
I'll tell you what's wrong. You want to, Kevin?
Yeah, I can tell you what's wrong with that ad. We need a lot more than an apology for ripping us off.
Right.
We need a lot more than just an apology. We need people in jail. Then maybe when they get out of jail after about 50 years, they can start doing their apologies.
That's what I find wrong, Louis. And by the way, Louis, I just talked to a guy on a message, RTR Radio. I told him I'm doing a show of Weird Change Latino right now. And they said, tell him we will give them a show here, too. Did you hear me, Kevin?
Wow.
I'm in. So, Louis, just going to have to refrain from, you know what I'm talking about. contact RTO Radio.
Let me add one more thing in here. We got to stop calling this stuff by their term. They come up with all the terminology, and we're using their term.
Correct.
They want to call it a bailout. They want to call it a rescue plan. Call it what it is. They're stealing from the American people. They're taking that money from us, and then they're loaning it back to the bank so they can loan it back to us with interest. Remember, didn't we just bail out J.P. Morgan? And see, I just made the mistake. I called it a bailout. We just sent all this money over to J.P. Morgan, and they got all that money. Then what did they do? They turned around and they bought WAMU. You know what that is? That's like you loaned your friend who says that he's completely destitute $100, and the next day you see him driving a Mercedes. You know there's something wrong there. And if that was the case, what would you be saying to your friend? Well, it's just the same thing we got to be saying to the international banking elite criminals that all need to be thrown in jail for what they've done.
Now, Louis, again, that's Steve from RTR Radio. So when you do make contact, they just told me, and I told them, Weird Change. Obviously, it tells me two things, Kevin. RTR Radio is well familiar to Weird Change movement, and of course, I'm new to their network too, and.
The show that I do here, look, I'm from We Are Change Latino, We Are Change, but this is definitely a truther show. I talk about all issues, and, I don't want to have to censor myself, which is why I call the show the Cross Shot Radio Show. I'm pretty sure that if I went on RTR, I wouldn't be called the Cross Shot Radio Show.
Yes. In fact, Louis, he's asking you to listen to online. The thing about it, Louis, is it won't hurt, would it, Kevin, to just talk, tell them straight up what you're about and let them decide. I mean, you still got your Caught Shot Radio here. Like, I got my show on Talk Show and on RTR. Right, Kevin?
Right, yeah, and he'd spread, you know, just like in football. I like using the sports analogies. You just spread the zone, and you just get out there, and you get as many wide receivers and tight ends out there for the quarterbacks to throw to. Get as many different weapons out there that you can use at your disposal to move the world out there and to get people aware and mobilized to do what they got to do.
Louis, do we have the link? Okay. The CaughtShotRadio.com, is that how he can listen online right now? I guess they're wanting to listen to you right now.
Yeah, the CaughtShotRadioShow.com. I mean, no, not
okay.
The. No, it's just CaughtShotRadioShow.com.
Right, I just put it in there. So anyway, Louis, what's your thought? We got 14 days, Louis. 14 days before the election, and you know,
election,
and the apathy of the American people. You know, Louis, I use this quote a lot every show. The levels of retirement are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. What's the feel, Louis, in New York City? I feel like I'm interviewing you on your own show. I mean, New York City, Louis, you were there. You were there on 9/11. You and your neighbors, your fellow citizens in New York, experienced the failures of this administration. Is there a sense of apathy like there up there as there is here in my state of Georgia? Go ahead.
I mean, you want to hear something? People got their motherfucking heads up their ass. I mean, if it wasn't for us in New York, Jersey, actually trying to get something started. I mean, some people we meet, they're like, yeah, I know something's wrong, but what can you do? There's nothing I can do. And you try to tell them, yes, there is something you can do. You can take action.
Correct.
There's a lot of crap you can do instead of folding your hands and sitting down like a good little boy. But you know what? And there are certain people that come up to us and have the nerve. They say, wow, you guys are nuts. All right. Enjoy the feed camp. Enjoy starving. Enjoy watching your son or daughter get shot in front of the elements.
Right. Well, Louis, you
but
just
I,
mentioned
I
you and
one. This one, and I'll say this again. The moment I start seeing some goddamn blue helmets marching down my block, fuck, it's on. It is fucking on. The moment I start hearing somebody play some Señor, and they have a Mexican flag on their uniform, trying to tell me where to get some goddamn bread, it's fucking on.
Mm-hmm.
I am tired of this bullshit. I mean, I'm not a politician. I do not know political science that well. All I know is when I'm getting fucked with, it's time to throw down and go after the. And, I mean, especially when you're ganged up. When you're ganged up, the rule is go after the strongest one and you kick their ass so hard, shock and awe. That's scared of regular. And that's what I'm proposing. I'm proposing you go after the strongest one and you attack and you keep on attacking. I'm saying, you know what? All these little fishes, yeah, we should go after them and ask them questions. But you know what? I think we should just start all focusing on one target and fuck them up.
Okay, now, Louis, I do want to say, you and Kevin just mentioned, Kevin Gallagher from RTR Timeout with Kevin Gallagher, he just mentioned, you all were mentioning the Barack Obama with the acorn, but I don't know, are you aware of the people for it, the thousands of people across this country that have already voted? I mean, I'm seeing reports now of early voters, like in West Virginia, who they were voting for John McInsane and Hussein, and it kept switching their votes from. It's hard.
John McCain, same thing.
Same thing. Two heads on a snake, okay? Two heads on a double-headed rattlesnake, or
I'll put it to you this way. It's kind of like they always say the right wing and the left wing when it comes to political party.
Bird in the middle.
And it's just the right and left wings on the same bird, buddy.
But their votes kept switching from Democratic to Republican candidates right there in West Virginia. I'm reading this off Citizens for Legitimate Government. I'm reading this off Citizens for Legitimate Government. Hold on, Debbie. And look, you're right.
I'll be right back.
In the right wing, but this is a clear precursor to this election is going to have more election fraud. If we thought it was bad with Bush and Gore, God, we haven't seen anything than what we're going to see in 2 weeks.
And let me guess, no one is not going to do anything except a nutcase that will freaking wake up early in the morning and waste our goddamn time until we're blue in the face saying calling shenanigans. You know, I'm livid right now, Jim. I am livid. I mean, why can't people realize? Why people don't realize something?
Well, okay, Louis, your show is pretty well. You don't hold back on any of the language, so I'm going to read. This is going to make people livid, okay? What if I said on your show, and I'm quoting, I'm going to quote somebody that said, wake up, niggers. That's right. You have somebody now that's saying, wake up, niggers. Locals say that inciting language used by the McCain campaign in the past month has emboldened racists to act and speak more openly, leading to outbursts such as traitor, nigger, and kill them at campaign events. In fact, Louis, have you... again, I'm not a fan of Barack Obama, but shredding political signs is not only criminal, it's wrong, it's not what America was built on. Death threats and vandalism now hitting Acorn. Now, granted, Acorn may have been doing some bad things, but to create death threats and acts of vandalism, and also, Louis, you probably have seen the guy in Florida, right? The Republican, fundraiser, Al Austin, who said he made a mistake and apologized about making his threat to kill Barack Obama, okay? I mean, our country, the political process has become like the Jerry Springer Show, man, and now you got Joe the Plumber,
Jim,
he doesn't have a license.
I mean, Jim, you don't think those people saying kill Obama are not there to really help the Obama campaign? I'm pretty sure that those people were planned. No one. I mean, unless you're. I mean, hell, not even Putin will go out in public and say kill a nigger or kill Obama. They won't. They're not just all out and open like that. They're planted to discredit the McCain campaign and get sympathy to Obama to help him. That's who needs help because, I mean, they're just going to steal the election like they always do. But, you know, that's a game. That is just to piss off the African Americans in this country, so that way they're like, oh, what? They said kill niggas? Oh, my God, I tell black people, Obama is not your favorite. Yeah, I understand he's black.
I understand
if he loses, it represents real race. But my God, you guys can do damn that. Hell, I would vote for Mumia if he ran.
My choice is Chuck Baldwin. He's the only candidate that's actually stood up that's calling that's actually calling for a immediate withdrawal of our troops from an unconstitutional war, along with kicking the UN out of the U.S. and pulling the U.S. out of the UN. And the only candidate that wants to call for a new 9/11 investigation, the only candidate that has openly brought up the issue of the NWO and the NAU. So even though people may disagree with him on other issues, Chuck Baldwin represents the good.
I mean, I see the UN from where I'm at. I could just go to the river because I live close to the river. I can see the UN. I just want to fucking take an RPG and just open the mouth.
Well, here's what I'm doing. Don't do that, Kat. Don't do that, because we need you, Louis. We need you on this side of the bars, okay? But I am running on my freedomfighterradio.net. We're running a contest with a crossbow and pepper spray for the next 30 days to the most radical anti-UN YouTube video to send me the raw footage so I can upload it on my channel. And one of the ideas I proposed, and this is just a model, to get some cardboard and make a model of the UN and light it on fire, or get the model and fill it with some fireworks and light the fuse. It's time that they can do it in Hollywood. They can, like Independence Day, you know, you had the White House, the aliens blew up the White House, and then you had, people getting killed on Hollywood movies. So why in the hell can't we as patriots, we make our little funny mini movie or video? We're just going to get a model of the UN and we're going to blow the bastard up.
Hey, since I'm already in New York, I might as well just go to the UN and start cursing on each and every person that walks in.
Well, you know UN Day's coming up, right?
What happened?
I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, October 24th is UN Day, and on that day, every patriot should burn the UN flag. In fact, that's going to be my next YouTube video. I'm going to go out this week, and I'm going to get me a YouTube video, flag, and I'm going to make another video, because everybody knows I'm a pyromaniac. I mean, you've probably seen my last video where I burned a Democratic and Republican flag, and, I think I need to get a UN flag and burn it, state why I'm burning it, why I'm opposed to the UN, and then we'll send it to the UN Secretary General and say, chomp on this. I mean, this is what we can do, and this is totally lawful because we're not calling for acts of violence. It might be online, but this is what we need to let them know, that they are not welcome here. This is what we need to do as patriots. We don't need to be sucking on our thumbs, hiding in corners. We need to stand up. It's time to draw a line in the sand. As when it comes to our freedoms, we will not accept foreign troops on this soil rounding up American citizens. Yes, we know they're here, Louis. They're already here. But the day they start hauling us off to FEMA camps is the day we rock and roll.
That's what I'm saying.
Louis, we got to let them fire first. We got to let them fire first, Louis, because that is what we got to
watch the high ground.
Founding fathers.
All right.
By the way, can anybody call? You might want to plug your number, Louis. You need to give your number out, Louis, so people can call in.
All right, shit.
You want me to pull it up, Louis? Do you need me to help you, Louis?
The number to call is 718-879-6510, extension 294519. Or if you just want to make it easier on yourself, why don't you just Skype call me on MySpace at Rodge.radio.
There you go, Louis. See, that's all you had to do. And Louis, by the way, Luke, talked to Luke the other day. That number I gave you for Chris, the guy that was harassed by the United States Secret Service, I already got permission to give it to Luke. If you can you get that number to Luke Wadowski?
Yeah, I'll try to get it to him.
Great. We want to get this story has got to get out, Louis.
I mean, no, I know. I understand. It will. I mean, if there's a video of it, I will personally post it up on the We Are Change message, on the We Are Change website myself.
And again, again, Louis, would like you to get a hold of RTR Radio. I mean, you can still keep this show here, but you know, we could use use you on there, man. So if it's okay, you said I can play this. Tell you what, we'll be right. I want to play this for RTR to let people know what RTR Radio is all about. Here we go.
Are you tired of the old media? Then welcome to RTR Radio. Integrated radio broadcasting network that brings you truth of what's really going on around you. If you're concerned about where this country is headed, tune in to RTRradio.com. While other networks wait to see what's going to happen in America, we tell you what's happening in America. Get your daily dose of truth, liberty, and justice right here on RTRradio.com. Are you a concerned citizen that's worried about what's really going on around you politically? Listen to Freedom Fighter Radio every Monday through Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and Friday from 12 to 2. Freedom Fighter Radio with your host, Jim Stack. Bringing you news and information that government does not want you to hear and what the mainstream media will not tell you. Freedom Fighter Radio with Jim Stack right here on RTRradio.com.
All right, and yeah, Louis, just send me the link, and I'll add that. I'll take care of that request right now, Louis. Add it, and I'll do it as we talk. And I gotta correct that, Louis. I'm not on Fridays on RTR, only Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, unless that slot opens up. But also on TalkShoe.com, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. as well. So, and my website is FreedomFighterRadio.net, and I'm taking care of that right now as we speak, Louis. And I guess we got another host from RTR Radio, Kevin Gallagher. Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, yeah, I know I sound fired up, Kevin, but, you know, I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. I mean, the apathy and complacency.
Hey, dude, you should be. And the great thing about being fired up, the great thing about being angry is that it does two things. It gets rid of the apathy and it gets rid of the fear. And it makes people get up off the couch and stop watching American IDLE and actually do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just amazes me that people just, they know, that, I mean, the majority of people know that something's going on. They're just like, you're crazy for even trying to do anything. And I'll stop you for doing what I should be doing. What happened to the real Americans? I mean, hell, nobody even views me as an American because I'm a Puerto Rican. So they...
Wait. You're just as much of a man. Were you born here, Louis?
Yes, I was.
Then why aren't you an American? In their eyes. Because your skin's not white?
I'm not going to go all that far, but since I'm a Latin, I'm Puerto Rican, I was told that I'm not American.
That's bullcrap. We're the melting pot of the world.
Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't be talking about stuff I have no understanding. Even though Hispanics traditionally have the blood of descent in them, that's what I'm trying to do with We Are Change Latino. I'm trying to awaken that blood descent. You know, in South America, when the government starts screwing with them, the people revolt. I mean, Puerto Ricans, when
they do up here, I can tell you that.
I mean, Puerto Rico, when the U.S. was annexing us, we were fed. In fact, we had a leader, his name was Pedro Augusto Campos, that he actually put out a hit on Congress and on the president. They had to kill him. And then they had to start drugging us immediately. They tested cancer viruses on us. They tested radiation on us at the same time they were doing it in Israel. They had to drug us quick. You don't want a bunch of pissed off Puerto Ricans learning anything and using it against them. Because once you piss us off, and once we have a means of we are going to use it, and we're going to use it until you're gone. There is no, oh, well, you know, he took his lesson. No, there is, we're going to annihilate you before you kill us. That's why the Spaniards had to give up the Taino Indians, the Native Indians. That's why they had to kill them. They did, because as soon as the Spaniards started screwing with us and started taking advantage, we fought back. And that's what's fun. I want to wake up that this sense of anger that we have in us that we have from our Indian ancestors, and basically start telling these guys, "Kiss my
I hear you, Louis. Well, Louis, since you're in touch with his family.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know I can't stay on the air anymore, Louis, anymore. I got to go. I'll catch you later, okay?
Oh, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I have a wife, so I have to do a couple of things.
Oh, I got you, bro. I got you. Well, Kevin, it was great. Kevin, why don't you tell Louis and his listeners about when your show is on RTR Radio. I'm sure Louis won't mind.
RTR is every Saturday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So tune in on RTR. And last Saturday, yesterday, I had Warren Cucurello on, who's known for being in Duran Duran and a few other bands, and we just talked about some very serious issues. And
Warren Cucurello?
Big name guests and everything else. But I do have to go, guys. I'll be in touch with you later. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless you. Yeah. Well, he had Warren Cucurello. He had some really interesting things to say about 9/11. Everything that you've been saying, Louis, he's been saying and standing behind it. So, this.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a no planner. He spreads this info. I do not respect that man not one bit.
He's a no planner. Okay. Well, Louis, here's the bottom line. I think in the truth movement is. One thing is for sure, everybody, whether you're a planner or no planner, right, we can all agree that the government was at the very least complicit in 9/11, and they failed the American people and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Louis?
Yes, I agree.
Right. You know, so we got to, be able to, it's sort of like this, Louis. I'm more like pro-life, but I have a lot of friends that are pro-choice, okay? But, Louis, the fire is on the stove, okay? There's a fire on the stove. And America is like a man and a wife debating on what color tile that they're going to lay in their bathroom floor, okay? They're going to retile the bathroom floor. But if they don't put the fire out on the stove, the grease fire, the kitchen's going to catch fire, the house is going to burn down, and guess what? They won't have a bathroom to even worry about laying new tile. So we got to unite on one concept. That's the thing I see, Louis, in the Patriot community that I've seen. The biggest hindrance in the Patriot community is everybody agrees that the government is not doing their job. Everybody agrees that the government is failing the American people, but we get sidetracked. And I think the issue, whether planes or no planes, yes, to some of us that may be important. But the most important thing on 9/11 is that our government failed the American people. They're being deceptive. They haven't told the truth. And that is what we need to get at. Now, the technicalities and what they did and how they did it is like this, Louis. We know this guy, as an ex-cop, he got killed, for instance, okay? Okay. Gunshot. Was it a .40 caliber? Was it a Glock? Was it a Smith & Wesson? The fact is this body is dead. This body was murdered, and that's what's happening to America. We're arguing about the murder weapon that's being used to destroy our liberty and freedom, right, than the fact of the act itself. It's not necessarily how they're doing it to use 9/11 as a pretext to destroy our freedoms with an unconstitutional war, but it's the fact that this act of 9/11, that our government was complicit, that they did call down all these military drills, Louis, and are not being forthcoming with the facts, that is what we need to get at and unite behind that. I mean, I love Kucinich. great man, stood up against the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Now, I may disagree on some of his policies, but the guy nevertheless is a good man. We need to find a common ground, because as long as we're always going to find fault with other patriots, but we got to believe in the Constitution, accountability of our government, and that, Louis, in my opinion, is what we need to do in America to get on track. We can argue what kind of tile to lay later, Louis, whether you want I want blue tile. I hear you want pink tile, Louis. But if you want pink tile, Louis, I'm messing with you, Louis. I'm messing with you, Louis. But you want green tile, okay? You want some green and red tile. We can debate the color of the tile later. What's the important thing that we're facing? This country, freedoms are on fire. You torch one freedom, they all burn. We have got to unite and recognize that this government, its leadership, our employees need to be held accountable to the American people, or we will all die and lose our freedoms.
Right. I understand. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we do.
You know, and that's something.
I mean, you want to talk about a grease fire, but the thing is, when it comes to what no planners are, they're distracting with smoke.
I know some people are no planners, Louis. Listen, Louis, I know. And you know, and speaking of fire, Louis, you really need to check RTR out. We could really use someone with your energy and your drive here on RTR. Not weak. I'm just a shell of the guys there. I mean, they got great other shows on RTR besides mine and Kevin's. I mean, like, a great show I like is 10-11 Constitution on Fire on Monday and Tuesday. But check out with Steve or Raymond Powell or Gary Franchi with RTR. Steve just told me to have you contact them. Steve wants to message me. In fact, I'll go throw your email in there so Steve can see it. But, Louis, the bottom line, Louis, you and me have talked a lot on the air. This government,
yeah,
this Patriot Act, the Military Commission Act, you know, they're acclimating us to accept a police state. We know the military has a plan to integrate the military and police by the year 2012, if not before, a single currency by the year 2010. I'm just hearing this weekend, Louis. Now, you've heard about the President Bush's, emergency economic conference. They are now talking about a three-zone global currency right now. Yes, as we speak, they're talking. There's talk among the top banksters of the world, banksters like a banker but a gangster, about a global currency. People, I'm telling you, the Amero or a global currency, a regional global currency, is on the horizon. It's in our lifetime.
They want to start to use the fuck. Yeah. And people won't do nothing. They don't care. No one will fucking give a shit. No one gives a fucking shit. I don't know why no one wants to give a shit.
There's nothing I can do, or you're not saying.
All right, well, look, here it is. They freaking say it.
Oh, no, you're crazy.
They even said it on Fox, and Fox Thornton freaking lies all the time, and yet he confirmed with A, B, and C. What the hell?
Exactly. Fox News, bottom line, Louie, we all know Fox News is the most powerful stench in the media, okay? Let's see. You know, so enough said. I mean, when they have Karl Rove on every day, okay, Karl Rove, when they have people like Mike Reagan on there who advocates the killing of Americans because they have a different political outlook or opinion on 9/11, and no one has called in these broadcasters. I mean, they've gone so far to actually say that they would buy bullets, Mike Reagan, and he's on Fox News. Louis, that tells me that Fox News condones the murder of American citizens just over a political ideology. I challenge anyone on Fox News, Bill Riley, Sean Vanity, okay, Alan Homo, all of them, to debate me. I'll take them on any time, myself. There's no way they can defend themselves against us. I'm sorry, Lee. I'm pissed. I'm on 10 hours of sleep. and I'm only on 10 hours of sleep for the last 3 days, so, yeah, I'm pissed, and I know you are, and I think the rest of America's pissed, and that's what I try to do. You know, we've got to anger people, Louis. We've got to anger people. We've got to make people feel discomfort, because as long as people are in the comfort zone, nothing's going to get done. And when people say, Louis, we can't fight the government and are afraid of their government, then they're already in the FEMA camp, Louis. There's people already in FEMA camps. Millions. You know who they are? They're the people that are afraid of the government because in their mind, they are already in a FEMA camp. When we no longer fear our government, as Benjamin Franklin advised us, then that's when we're free men and free women.
Yeah. You want to, let me get off topic a little bit. I just read this on Yahoo Sports. Kobe pushes back World Series game by 8 minutes. Major League Baseball has agreed to
this.
God damn it.
Louis, can I play a song called Barack the Magic Negro? Or would that be too politically incorrect for your show?
Please, you want to hear something politically incorrect?
Yeah, what's that, Louis?
Play something politically incorrect, Mister.
But have you started thinking on how you're going to? I know Christmas is months away, but have you started thinking on how you're going to decorate your Christmas tree? Sure, we all have. But do you really want to go with the old, tired star on top of the Christmas tree? Each fetus is made from 100% natural aborted baby fetus from the hoods of New York City. Yes, these are minorities. In which you will match your multicultural trees. They all come with a rope wrapped around their necks for easy hanging. Just because these fetuses were denied life doesn't mean you should deny having a beautiful tree. Each fetus costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Louis, that's sick. I'm sorry, that's sick. Well, Louis, it's your show. If you want, we can play Barack the Magic Negro with Jesse Jackson singing it.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that because he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty white still good. They'll vote for him and not for me, cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that, cause he's black but not authentic. Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that, cause he's black but not authentic. Some say Barack articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, oh, an interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't put the magic Negro in, cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. And I'm asking justice. This is about justice. This is about me. It's about justice. It's about raise up cash in the collection plate. There ain't gonna be none cash money. No walking around money, no stolen money. Now you rock my country. He's on 50, and he's been in the street in the struggle with the rest of us down here where all of us struggle. This is crazy. I'm not gonna have nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play this song. Section 8 Hotel, Section 8 called Joy. I'm going to try to cool down and get the Crack Shot Radio Show.
I'm Herman Gurry. Do you have unwanted people within your country? Do you want them ethnically cleansed? Do you want them exterminated? Well, come to me. At Noxie's House of Ethnic Cleansing, we have all your needs. We have full-sized ovens. We have gas. We have everything you will need to get rid of the people that are bringing down your country. Each kit costs $69.99 plus shipping and handling.
Well, we're back.
You take satire. You define satire. That's your middle name, man.
Louis Satire.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you're Dr. Satire or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, how's the weather up there, man, in New York, by the way?
It's tough in the 50s. Not
right. Well, I got my hood. I'm wearing my hoodie right now down here in Georgia. So.
Does it even get cold in Georgia?
No, not really. I'm just wearing my hoodie right now so I can look like an old version of Eminem. How's that? Hey, by the way, is he up in your neck of the woods? Where's Marshall Mathers hanging out these days?
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about, you know, it'd be real interesting to get Eminem and get his view on America and the Bush administration live on radio. That might be an interesting guest for you and me, you know, to get.
Yeah, he'll probably say, interview over. That was Eminem.
I hear. So, what'd you think of that email I sent you, Louis? That I sent you in reference to the guy that's calling for the murder, the a-hole that's calling for the murder of We Are Change members like ourselves on YouTube. You're gonna try. I hope you pass this information on.
All I'm saying is, if that motherfucker brave enough to come at me and fight the fair one,
Trouble is, he don't know where the We Are Change members. I know some We Are Change members are wanting to let him know where they live. But we need to pass that information on, though, Louis, to get that True North 32 YouTube channel taken down.
Yeah, I mean, the most they'll probably do is take down his video.
Right. I mean, I think it's pretty, again, Louis, you're We Are Change Latino, I'm We Are Change Georgia. When this guy's calling open on YouTube to buy a gun and shoot a We Are Change freak, I think this is a dangerous statement that he's making. And I wonder how he would, maybe some of us need to invite him. I mean, this guy in Canada is saying he wants to invite him to, you saw DJ Ball. DJ Ball wants to invite him to come up to Canada. You know, it's all the problem.
I'm looking at his profile.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It says in Canada, the douchebag, the douchebag.
Yeah, he is. So that's what I'm saying. But I wonder how this guy here, Louis, is the epitome of what is wrong with the right wing. I mean, I'm not happy with the left wing. I'm not happy with the right wing either. He take the shit off of me. YouTube needs to take his shit off immediately. In fact, the police need to be even contacted. I just got this weekend.
Wait a minute. He took off the air change freaks.
When did that happen?
I'm looking at his channel right now. It does not say.
Well, we edited it. Fine. We still got the. Granted, we still got a copy of everything there. I mean, the guy is still dangerous.
Yeah, he took it down. He edited it because he's fucking punk.
He's
very smooth.
It's like, you know, I wonder if he's Troy. You know Troy from West Virginia?
Yeah, I know. I've had him on my show when I was on a different network.
Right. Well, you know, this could be Troy's gay lover to the north, you know?
Yeah, no. I told Troy color behind his back.
Right.
In fact,
What was that, Louie?
While you're here, I might as well play it.
What's that?
Oh, hold on. We got another call. 304, you're on the air. Hey, Troy. How you doing? Troy, it's Troy from West Virginia. Thanks, dude. How you doing?
This is, let me tell you
about this fucking inbred asshole. He likes to call 9/11 truthers, and he does is prank call them. He never goes up into no one's face and actually has a discussion with them. He's a fucking coward. That's all he is. He's a fucking coward.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many times do you fuck your mama every night?
He's fucking his wife because his wife is too busy getting some big black cock. Yeah, that's dude. Can you stop selling your daughter's cunt for Juicy Juice boxes?
Wrong again.
She's how old is she? 6 years old. Her vagina can't take it.
You think he's gonna vote for McCain? Are you gonna vote for McCain?
Yeah, no, he's got.
I think he drives a Ford F-150.
Wrong again. Oh,
so you drive a Chevy? Was it Chevy Suburban? I don't know. One of them fucking, you know, those.
No. His faggot ass drives Toyota Prius.
So he's a sellout. He's an American sellout. He drives a Jap car.
Oh, can you tell shut the fuck up. Tell your wife. Put your wife on the line because I want to speak to. I want to get laid tonight.
Delilah.
My
wife's name is Delilah.
So what is it you fuckers get right? Do you get anything?
Asshole. I actually have to give Troy some props. He actually had the balls to call in my show. The No Planers didn't want to call in my show, but he's friends with the No Planers. So, I bet you agree that no planes hit the buildings.
I'm not crazy like you, you stupid beaner.
You got me. I'm a beaner. Oh, I happen to be Puerto Rican. Oh, that makes me a beaner.
No, but wait. He is right. Because beaners encompasses all Hispanics, because all Hispanics like beans.
Yeah, so delicious. Beaner. Troy.
Are you totally oblivious to how insane you stupid fuckers are? Seriously.
He said oblivious?
Are you totally insane that mutton chops went out back in the 80s?
Care about my sideburns. My sideburns are irrelevant.
They're mutton chops. You look like a retarded Wolverine.
I don't care what my mutton chops look like, you stupid fucker.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you only limited to saying beaner? He's limited to saying only beaner and fuckers and fucks. Is that all you know? No, but seriously, what's
like
even a fucking capital?
Why don't you vote up Joe Bimmel's cock? Dude, you have a man crush on a fucking baseball player. Fuck, you remind me of DeVito.
Bimel, not Bimel, it's Bimel.
Whatever that fucker's name is, he wasn't even gonna post up bail when you got your ass got arrested.
How many blacks do you hang every week over there?
We hang zero niggers every week here in the state of West Virginia.
That's right. Wow. Don't hold back. I hate when Southern people hold back because they're the most full of shit people in this country. They're always like, yeah, we
like
all
fucks like you that think 9/11 was an inside job with no evidence, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, and thanks for calling in the cafe that day. It was fun talking to you.
It was an inside job. No, I remember.
Yeah, it was. Oh, well.
Did Luke Rutkowski get his car broke into? Oh, my.
Yeah, how did you find out about that?
How did I find out about it? I've got sources there in New York that perpetrated it.
Oh, really? You do?
Yes.
So you actually planned it out and got people to carry it out?
I got my sources, big boy.
Who got your sources?
It was honkies like me.
Honkies.
You tell your stupid motherfucking buddies not to leave their equipment right there where we can see it, because you can't. You know what happens.
Wait. Are you admitting to theft?
No. I'm here in West Virginia. How can I admit to theft?
Oh, but you have knowledge, though. You have knowledge when you shouldn't have knowledge. But, well.
Maybe I do have knowledge. Maybe it was all a setup. Maybe I distracted you all while I called you, you know? Maybe that's the case.
Then you're aiding and abetting, right?
Aiding and abetting. That is a crime.
Actually, when it comes to Troy, it's aiding and masturbating.
Oh. Not too bright over there in West Virginia. See, in the Bronx and in Brooklyn.
Too bright? Who's the stupid fuckers who left their cameras out there where it could be stolen, you stupid fucks?
Let me tell you something. In the Bronx and in Brooklyn, we don't...
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
That's right. We don't snitch on our own. Nope. You just ratted on your own, you idiot.
No, I didn't, you stupid fucking Vayner.
Yeah, that's why you'll... Let me tell you something. You'll never beat a Union or Latino.
Listen, you wish you had my wealth, you stupid fucking Boehner.
Hey, well, you know, I could be rich, too, if I was a fucking enemy to the country.
Or if you inherited riches from slavery.
Yeah.
From slavery?
Or if you sold tobacco, which ruins everything.
What stupid fucker you have on the air with you fucking Boehner?
Let me ask you a question. Do you own a tobacco plantation that kills thousands of Americans every year?
No, I don't.
Because that's what the South does. That's what you guys do. You perpetuate tobacco, which kills people. And you make a profit on it.
Really? Is that right, Boehner?
And you make a profit on it. Oh, how does that feel to be responsible?
Louie, guess what?
More?
You fucked up when you fucked with me, big boy.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel guilty when people die of cancer from smoking from the plants that you plant? Do you feel guilty? I would. Do you feel guilty for all the blacks you killed?
Are you threatening me, fuckface? Are you threatening me?
Fuck you.
Fuck. Oh, nice comeback, Troy. Dude, I'm smart. I think you're calling radio shows and call people crazy because I got nothing.
Listen, you're the stupid fucker that thinks the towers were brought down by explosives.
You know what? I bet you we can guess his last name. I know what his last name is. Johnson. Troy Johnson.
Wrong again, you stupid fuck.
What is it? Troy Jones? Troy Williams? No. Y'all have the same.
Williams. Keep guessing, you stupid fuck.
And it's probably like Troy. It's probably this. Troy Gunner. Jones the Third, you know, that type of bullshit. Because these motherfuckers keep repeating the same names.
Talk again, you stupid fuck.
So what is your name, tough guy?
My name's Troy Sexton.
Huh?
Sexton, S-E-X.
Sexton?
Giggle, you stupid fuck. T-O-N.
There's seven dicks in my ass, and there's always room for eight.
For real, Troy? Damn. How about your daughter? How many dicks can you fit in your daughter?
Hey, listen, you fucking Boehner.
I'm being a real
reproduction. I can support my kids, you Boehners.
I got Boehners. That boy is saying some fucking
Hey, don't reproduce, you welfare Boehners. We don't want your fucking pieces of shit kids. Fucking don't reproduce, you fucking Boehners.
Hold on, I actually got a skit for him. I heard you're in a new movie.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed. And yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who's special.
All right, well. Decided to cut it short a little bit. Oh, damn. Unmute. Oh, Jim is back on the air. It's kind of funny that now he's like scared of my mouth. He will never call me. He will never dare. I was on a three-way with a three-way call. Let me freaking correct myself before that gets twisted. A three-way call with Miss Sabrina Rivera, you know, discussing some certain shit. And a dish douchebag decided to call. And as soon as I said, "Hey, Troy, remember me? It's me, Louis B." Click! Because, he doesn't want to hear the truth about his wife and his daughter, the prostitute, and his wife, the cuckold, making him a cuckold. And if you guys don't know what a cuckold is, just look it up. But that's Troy. In fact, it's C-U-C-K-O-L-D, cuckold. Is Jim still there? Jimmy. Jim's not even on the air. I have him unmuted. Okay. Unmute. Have him unmuted. Yeah. Jim, I have you unmuted. It's 8:25 right now on the East Coast. I'm thinking I'm just going to end the show right now. Yeah, I'm just going to end it with this song, close it out. This song is called, what the fuck am I going to play? This is Talk About the Truth of Band. Yeah, this is the Almighty Terribles. From the American Drug War soundtrack. The song is called Your First Drug on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/AlmightyTerribles. Oh, crap. Damn it. Messed up. Ha-ha. I forgot to freaking play it through my sound card. Little snafu there. I did that. I posted it up all perfect and everything. Okay, wait a minute. We got a call. 515?
Yeah, it's Scotsman.
Hey, dude.
What's up? Sorry I bailed on you last week. I got busted.
Yeah, as you may have noticed, there have been some changes in the Crunchout Radio Show made since last week.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah.
Oh.
Meaning
yeah.
No more Benny.
No more Benny. Benny decided to bail, or you decided to kick his ass out?
I decided to kick his ass out.
Well, that's a shame. So who's going to be your designated Italian then?
My designated Italian. Shit, I don't know. I guess I should start auditioning for Greasy Dagos. Either that, or I'm thinking of no gay what?
No gay joke.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking Scottish.
Well, that would be kind of nice if my work schedule was a little bit more lenient, then I would gladly sit shotgun with you. Honestly, man.
I was thinking about you, asshole.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
The world revolves around me. Fuck you.
Damn,
yeah.
I was about to end the show.
Yeah. I was surprised you were still on the air, man.
Please. Nothing could keep this show down. I mean, it's really, you know, I lost two co-hosts. Now I host it by myself.
Right.
I got kicked off of one network because John Sweet's a fucking gay bastard. I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with being gay, but he likes to hide the fact that he is. And, you know, because apparently in order to take these jokes, I mean, okay, wait, maybe gay isn't the right word. He's just he's a woman. He's a cross-dressing woman, and he doesn't have the way of being a man down packed. Because I invited him to New York. I said, look, dude, you have my address, you have my phone number. You're a big man, and we could talk this out like gentlemen. And you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself. But that's neither here nor there. But now I'm here on nowlive.com. I have my own website, crotchshotradioshow.com. And this is the show's going to keep going up and up and up and up. So, But with that, Scotsman, I would like to thank you for tuning in and calling in. I got to end the show. You there? What the fuck happened? I lost the Scotsman. He got caught again. Alright. Well, anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. Let's play Your First Drug by the Almighty Terribles by one of my good friends, Dave Cahill. Just check him out, Dave Cahill on the MySpace and the Almighty Terribles on the MySpace. Again, Your First Drug. Ah, hell again.
When people come together from all over just to make it find a common ground, take that. And when the world calls the media and figures to sit high up on the pedestal, pull out. Bring every single soul to a station in another country all right now. Rewind. Did I just see the thing that you've been thinking just before me so long ago? Drug war. People like to buy a system when the system comes to drugs that they are locked up for. Withdrawal, pharmaceutical, according to the parasitic problems in the Amazon. Fuck me, it's just a happy little pillar to the mouth of your child. Every morning they wake up, this time we mean
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for coming to listen to the show. I'd like to thank the Angry Scotsman for calling me in the last minute. Jim, big help. Oh, goodness, what the hell his name was from RTR Radio. Oh, God, I'm sorry, dude. Damn, if Jim's still listening. Oh, God, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Oh, I'm a douchebag. Can't believe. Oh, Kevin. Kevin, I'd like to thank Kevin. For calling in as well. So yeah, if be sure you check out the website, crotchshotradioshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the blog. Click on the ads, how you help out the show. You know, just click on the ads. That's all you got to do, really. You know, help a brother out. Tell your friends if you like the show. We are on live every Saturday and Sunday at 7. Saturday is our Unsigned Artist Music Show. Sundays are the shows where I just get pissed off on the subject, talk shit about it, and hopefully get other people fired up about it. So I've been Coach Louis B, and this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And mahalo. For calling in as well. Be sure you check out the website, crotchshotradioshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the blog. Click on the ads, how you help out the show. You know, just click on the ads. That's all you got to do, really. You know, help a brother out. Tell your friends if you like the show. We are on live every Saturday and Sunday at 7. Saturday are our Unsigned Artist Music Show. Sundays are the shows where I just get pissed off on the subject, talk shit about it, and hopefully get other people fired up about it. So I've been Coach Louis B, and this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And mahalo.
Goodbye.